David and the showbread from last week's sermon. So did Jesus think he was sinning when he ate the consecrated bread? I'm happy to talk about it some more. Well, no, because the whole point of his reference to David is he's exonerating, among other things, his disciples from the charge. So the Pharisees say, why are your disciples violating the Sabbath? Jesus points to an example, but the point is that he wasn't sinning because he's using that example to say that they're not sinning. Then why does he say it was not lawful? Well, I think the reasonable way to handle that is he's speaking about a breach of the regulations. It was a breach of the regulations. Why isn't that a sin? Because David, what gives David the right to interpret the law authoritatively? Well, that's the point. Because he's not only the anointed king of Israel, he's the messianic prototype. And so David represents Jesus. He's a placeholder for the Messiah. And it's very interesting. Even before the coming of Christ, the Jewish exegetes were kind of driven crazy by the fact that David's never criticized for doing that. And it kind of is a loose thread in the Old Testament. And that loose end is thread is tied up by Jesus. So David did not sin. That's clear that's Jesus' purpose. Because he had the right to interpret the law correctly and authoritatively. And because he's a messianic type. And of course, Jesus says, and I'm the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. That's my argument.